الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يقول المولى عز وجل، الله سبحانه وتعالى says, and your Lord creates whatever he likes and chooses. And from his wisdom subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from his knowledge subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from his mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala, he chosen from the places on this earth, Mecca to be blessed, Medina to be blessed, Jerusalem to be blessed, Bilad al-Sham to be blessed. This is from his wisdom subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he chosen from the times, the last third of the night, for you to pray and raise your hands for forgiveness from Allah. And he chosen from your week, Friday. And he chosen from your year, the month of Ramadan. And he chosen from the humans, the prophets and messengers. And he chosen from the messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master of all of mankind. Ikhwani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen for you the month of Ramadan. All the books that Allah revealed, he revealed in the month of Ramadan. As for the hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad, the suhuf of Ibrahim were revealed in the first night of Ramadan. And the Tawrat in the first 6 days of Ramadan. And the Injil on the 13th day of Ramadan. And the Quran on the 24th day of Ramadan. All the nations were misguided from fasting Ramadan. And you the last nation whom Allah chosen and blessed. He guided you to fast Ramadan. Look at the blessing of Allah upon the Ummah of Muhammad. You are the one who is chosen to fast this month, the month of Ramadan. Ikhwani fillah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the hadith narrated by Ammar ibn Yasir radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the pulpit, the minbar, and said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen, 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 and then said, whomsoever catches his two parents or one of them alive and his sins is not forgiven, may Allah cast him far away. He said to the companions, say Ameen. They said, Ameen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whomsoever reaches the month of Ramadan and he's not forgiven, may Allah cast them far away. Say Ameen. They said Ameen. Whomsoever hears my name and he does not say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, may Allah cast him away. Say Ameen. The companions said Ameen. Whomever reaches the month of Ramadan, reaches this opportunity of the month of Ramadan, and his sins are not forgiven, you are casted away. Why you say that? Because the greatness of the opportunity, akhi, you underestimate the opportunity of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, when the first night of Ramadan comes, the shayateen are shackled, and the chiefs of the jinns are shackled, and the gates of fire are closed, and the gates of Jannah are opened, and a caller will call, O seeker of good, O seeker of the blessing of Allah, O seeker of forgiveness, come near. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to come near. Every night of Ramadan, He will choose some slaves and he frees them from the fire. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man sama Ramadan, whomsoever fasts the month of Ramadan, iman, and believing in the obligation, believing that Allah forgives, believing of its duty, believing of its virtue, wahtisaban, seeking the reward from Allah, not seeking the reward of the human. You're not fasting to please anyone except Allah. All his previous sins will be forgiven. You underestimate what it means, all your sins will be forgiven. The reality of it, you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's just say you died 2015. You stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have the deeds of 1 year only, between 2014 to 2015. Everything is wiped out and the good deeds are there. Different than someone stands with all the bad records sitting there. The hard drive is erased. And erased selectively, not erased unselectively. What it means, meaning only the bad sins are erased. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. What an opportunity, ikhwani. In this month of forgiveness, hold on to it with your molar teeth from the same first night. It's common, and we repeat it every year. We underestimate the glory and the blessing of Ramadan. The brothers come the first night for Taraweeh, the second and the third, and they say, hey, wait a minute, ya brother. Khaliha. Last then we come. And what are you spending your night at? And what are you doing? You drive around Liverpool, you drive around Bankstown, where the Muslims are. As soon as Taraweeh finishes, and some of them don't even pray Taraweeh. What do they do? Sitting, smoking, hubbly bubbly. Drinking tea and coffee. Playing cards. MashaAllah, this year is a test. Why? You see the brother, MashaAllah, till 2 a.m. Huh? 4 a.m. watching soccer. World Cup, brother. Chili playing with pepper. Big soccer game. The blessing of month of Ramadan. Spending the time instead to spend it in dua, to spend it in salat, to spend it in qiyam, to raise your hand so Allah can forgive your sins. Ikhwani, it become a custom that Ramadan comes and we eat more than usual. Our stomach becomes sick from so much food. You come to the Taraweeh, alhamdulillah, finish Taraweeh, brother. And what after that? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِلَّهِ عُتَقَى, every night. Every night Allah looks at his ibad. What are you doing? If he sees you wasting your time, playing cards, eating, playing, watching television, watching movies, watching soaps, watching soccer, watching footy, watching whatever, he turns away from you. Ya Allah. But he looks at you. Even if you pray Taraweeh, you're sitting in your room, you're sitting with your family, raising your hands in dua, reading the Quran. And he says, Ya Abdi, my slave, and remember whom now is calling you. Ar the most merciful, Ar-Rahman, the generous, the forgiver, the compassionate. He would look once all what it takes for him to look once at you and say, you are forgiven. And when Allah says you are forgiven, nothing to stop him. And you choose. In this opportunity, you might not live. You say, no, Shaykh, alhamdulillah, I'm still 21. How many we buried from last Ramadan till this year? This opportunity comes to you. Season. Calculate it. Enumerate it. Know it. because you might not catch the next Ramadan. An opportunity comes and yet you turn away. It becomes a competition with food. Competition how we waste the time in Ramadan. Wallahi ya ikhwah, evil television channels, specifically the Arabic, all the good movies are saved for Ramadan. So you can spend your time wasted on television. Shut down everything around you. Try to turn the television away. To seize this opportunity, ya akhi, it not might be repeated. And all what it takes is Allah to look at you once and say you're forgiven and you are forgiven. It is not only in the last 10 nights. It is every night Allah chooses, and wallahi, if you are chosen, you have nothing to regret. And believe me, ikhwani, the days and nights, I want to ask you. Imagine you prayed every night till 4 o'clock in the morning last Ramadan. And today came. Do you remember? Forgotten. The pain forgotten or not? The pain forgotten or not? But ikhwani, your nafs, the shaitan is locked, chained. Who's playing then? If you're a person who is falling into haram and disobedient to Allah, and you continue after Ramadan, during Ramadan, and you haven't repented, know that you are now, congratulations, you have PhD from this Jinni college. You graduated, you're a shaitan now, qualified shaitan. Why? Because you misled yourself. The shaitan is already shackled. Now who's then? It's your nafs. Your nafs has become so evil that you can't even quit haram even in Ramadan. Ikhwani, one of the greatest ibadat is Qiyamul Layl in Ramadan. Man qama, whoever stands up in Ramadan imanan, has the strong iman that Allah will forgive him, and worshiping Allah, and ihtisab, and seeking the reward from Allah. Not seek it from the humans. I need to come, Allah, to stand in the masjid so the boys can see that I'm hectic. I'm the first one behind the imam because his wife kicked him out of the house. I'm hectic. No, ihtisab, and seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ghufira lahu ma taqadda. Allah will forgive your sin. But it becomes a tradition. We forget the reality that you are now standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Standing and you are talking to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated you with the siyam. For what reason? So you can cleanse your body from the filth of food and the filth of sexual intercourse. You cleanse yourself to get ready and prepared so the night can come. You can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Before his Lord raised him and spoke to him, وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيَّا, we bring him close and we spoke to him. And when you make dua, you speak to whom? To Allah. What did he order Musa with? Fast 40 days. To be worthy to stand and talk in front of Allah. Allah is asking you to fast one day and come and talk to me. Come make dua. Come stand behind the imam. Come do your sujood and ask Allah. Go home. Read Quran. Akhi, sleep. With the intention that you are preparing so you can get up before Fajr and pray through raka'at to Allah. And then your sleep will become ibadah. And if Allah looks at you and you're sleeping, because you're getting ready and you're gaining your strength so you can get up and do tahajjud and pray Fajr, Allah will forgive you too. Because this sleep is ibadah now. Because the intention to sleep early so you can wake up early before Fajr. And don't be like the fool whose taraweeh become custom, who misses Isha behind the imam because he is busy filling up this one. With the biryani and the ba'lawa and the tabbouli and everything. And then you come behind the imam and you already missed Isha. Takbirat الإحرام التكبيرة الله أكبر وإن صلاة العشاء starts is more worthy behind the imam than the تراويح all of it. This is something we miss. And to get up early for صلاة الفجر and pray in the masjid more worthy than صلاة التراويح. This is an obligation and the other one sunnah. So don't make تراويح custom for Ramadan. Understand there are obligations to be met. And seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness. Now and today. Now and today you might not catch Ramadan. And make sure you continue throughout Ramadan so you can repent from your sins. Because ikhwani, as I said to you, how many young shabab youth we buried between the two Ramadans? Here, just here in Australia, not talking overseas. And you could be the one who not catch the next Ramadan. So worship Allah this Ramadan as if it is your last Ramadan. Ikhwani, I seal my khutbah with this. Inshallah. So far, they announced Ramadan to be on Sunday, meaning Saturday night Taraweeh. As for the local moon sighting, 90%, the moon will be sighted, 90%, now 100% on Saturday night. So with the will of Allah, maybe the two opinions will meet this year and start together. Regardless, we start in Taraweeh here at MIA Saturday night. We start in Taraweeh to cater for both opinions, inshallah, and so we can keep the peace in the community and avoid the argument that happens every year. And what I also want to remind you, we still owe a figure of 400,000. And we need to settle this property in about 5 weeks. So please, Ikhwani, support us as much as you can so we can fulfill the duty to the community and of course to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either by buying a square meter or making a pledge that you'll pay very soon. And the brothers who are wearing pink vests, they're the ones with the FBOS. And you can give them the money too. Jazakum Allah khair, and we ask Allah.